Welcome again to another episode of The Broadcast, and I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We did get a couple messages, one via text and the other via email.
Ooh.
And if I sound a little weird, I apologize. I'm a little sicky today.
Little Vicky has been sicky this week.
Yeah, for the last couple days. So this one comes from our buddy James. He's like, hey, girls, your buddy James here. And I got a topic of conversation with a meme. And it was, I think, a comment section of Reddit. And the meme was just like a picture of a guy hugging the other guy. And it says, what's a dirty, little or big secret about the industry that you have worked in that people outside the industry really ought to know? And so this person comments, I work with kids at a daycare and we see babies take their first step sometimes, but we never tell their parents because we don't want them to feel bad about missing it.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How would you feel? Like, if you were a parent, you took your kid to daycare, would you want to know if your baby took their first steps, or would you want to just kind of find out on your own?
Knowing me, I probably want to know because yeah. I like to know the truth, whether it's something like that or not. I mean, I hope whenever I do have kids, I can, you know, I would be able enough to like grow up with them for
stay at home mom for a
yes,
while.
Yes, exactly. So I can actually like see that. I don't want to like have a child and just immediately put it straight to daycare. Like, I want to see those steps.
Right.
And those moments.
It like bums me out when, like, for example, when our little Fosta baby, Prince Steve, when he started rolling over, like I missed the first time because he had been trying and trying for so hard for like weeks.
Aww.
And the mom's like, yeah, he's rolling over. I'm like, what? And I was gone for like a day. I was like, I missed it.
Yeah. Why didn't you video it, mom?
Right. Because you don't know.
Yeah.
But now he like rolls over like a crazy little mofo.
Aww.
But he's not sitting up yet by himself. So I'm trying to teach him how to sit up. But he likes to like jump if you're carrying him. He's like skipping all these steps. I'm like, dude, you need to learn to sit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm trying, like, I'm watching videos on how to teach him. And
it's so a struggle.
It's a struggle.
He's not getting it.
No, because he loves to, like, when you're holding him, he likes to bounce and jump. He's like, nope, I want to be up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to be jumping. So I need to get him a little bouncer.
Yeah, I feel like I would want to know. And then I would just probably be like, okay, kid, walk. Walk now. And I'm like, why aren't you walking for me? Do you like them better than me?
And that's what, like, you don't want to hurt the parents' feelings. Like, I know. When I was a nanny, like, there's a few times the kids called me mom.
Eesh.
Because I spent more time with them than their mom did.
See, I do not want that.
No.
Like,
and so that's, like, that's the bummer. Because some people don't have that choice. Like, sometimes you have to put them in daycare. And you do get a miss out.
I know. And I've always, I've been real. I mean, whether it's the mother or the father, like, if we're going to have kids, like, let's have one of us really be there and teach it to roll over or sit up or be there for all those moments.
You will come to realize, though, it is like there was a few days where I had him most of the day.
Yeah.
For a couple days in a row. And at the end of it, I was losing my mind.
Oh, yeah. My girl watches three.
Mm-hmm.
And one's a newborn and one's two and one's four. Like, yeah. And I went over to her house for lunch and was there for maybe 2 hours. And they were doing everything.
Yeah.
And she had to yell at them multiple times. Like,
I think, yeah, that's why I'm like, maybe if I have kids, I'll have one. As much as I would love two or three, I'm like, realistically, I think one would keep me sane.
I need to. I don't want to have just an only child.
I need to have a bunch of like cousins nearby. Like,
yeah,
a lot of kids their age. But I mean, I get it. Like, I think I would totally understand. I'd get the parents' vibe. Like, oh, would the parents be upset? Would the parents be excited? If you can tell they're already feeling guilty about leaving the kids at daycare.
Yeah,
then I think maybe not
want to mention it.
But if they're just like, oh my God, what was this progress? What do you do today? Then sure, go for it.
Yeah, that's smart that some of them just keep it hush, though.
We did get an email from Dustin.
Dustin.
Who disagrees with you, Sarah.
Oh, snap.
Says, hey, ladies. Sarah, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure you have a realistic expectation. This is going back to our money conversation. He says, I do agree that you will want to pay off your debt like a credit card or something like that as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go through life and never do anything. I think if you have a house, bills, car, food, etc., all covered by your pay, then you're good. From there, everything else is extra. And yes, you are saving for a house and you can do that faster if you don't go out to eat. Great. You could save every possible situation that could happen. Fine. However, you're only young once. And if you don't try and enjoy things while you can, life will pass you by. I would agree that if you were putting things other than a house or a car on credit, unless an emergency happened, you're probably doing it wrong. Best case scenario would be to have 2 months pay and savings for emergencies. And then how you want to save for things is up to you, and do it that way that makes you happy. So it's like, as long as you have that big cushion, like 2 months to pay all, like enough money to pay off all your bills for 2 months is what he's saying.
Mm.
Sarah, I get that what you're saying, but that would be a utopia where you have the ability to not have to pay rent, mortgage with all the bills. Most people don't have that luxury, and it would be very depressing when all your friends are doing things and you, well, you can't go to dinner tonight because I'm saving for a house. I might get to tomorrow or 5 years from now. So sorry, ladies, for the vent, but I think this is one of those subjects that gets everyone riled up. Have a great day, Dustin and Linwood.
Well, yeah, it does get everyone riled up because it got us riled up,
right?
Too. I mean, I get it, but I don't. I feel like, yeah, totally YOLO. You only live once. I get it. But do that when you're not saving up for something large. Like, there is going to be moments when you accomplish saving up, getting a house, mm-hmm. getting a car, whatever. And then totally, like, get your tattoo or go out to dinner or go to Vegas or whatever. But, like, not while you're saving. In my opinion, mm-hmm. if you're saving up for something big, fully save up to something big. And then once you have that thing and it's, like, you know, your rent, your mortgage and everything is good, then yeah, YOLO for sure. I mean, I'm down to YOLO. I spend money here and there sometimes, like,
and I'm at that point where, like, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast. I think I said it on the morning show that, I mean, if everything's looking great, we did the inspection, we did the appraisal and everything's looking awesome. I just have some paperwork, some stuff to sign. But if it all goes good, I close on May 20th,
woo-woo!
Which as of today is like 19 days away.
Closing is keys. You're the homeowner.
I don't get the keys that day because we made a thing in the contract where they get the house 3 extra days so they can finish moving.
Oh, okay.
So I would get the actual keys. Closing is when it's all said and done.
On the 20th, it's your house.
It is my house.
But you wouldn't get the keys or move in until the 23rd.
Okay, and like at night on the 23rd or 24th, which is perfect because the 24th is a Thursday.
Oh, yeah. And then you get the weekend.
Yeah, to move. Because then I have the 29th, which is the following Wednesday, to move everything out of my storage unit. So I'm trying to do this without renting a U-Haul again.
Oh, really?
Because that was pricey.
Yeah, you're just going to do it with your car, though?
Not my car.
Oh, I was like, dang, girl, that's a lot of trips.
My dad has a truck and a few friends are like, we'll help you.
Oh, good. But pizza and beer.
Well, that's I made the mistake of saying carne asada and beer.
Oh, wow. That's which nice of you.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I can get it on. In bulk, I'm fine.
Yeah, right.
Just cook it up.
Costco or something.
Right. But I don't have a grill, so I might have to do it on the George Foreman.
Oh, it's going to take forever.
Not really. Just have it going, move some stuff, throw in some more stuff.
Just order some pizzas. They'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But yeah, so
yay!
I'm almost done. Have all those things left. I have a couple rando things I need to send in. I have to take a course, which I can do from home.
Oh, yeah. All the homeowner.
Yeah.
Gotta cross your T's, dot your I's mm-hmm. before it's legally yours.
Yeah. Just a lot of random stuff. But it's at this
It'll
point.
It'll be worth it. It's so soon.
The hardest parts, the biggest hurdles is what my realtor, Dustin, by the way, Comey, super awesome guy. What are you saying? He's like, we're past the hard stuff. Now it's just kind of like the little tedious stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then once that's done, I have a gift for my mom. And that's going to be, she's like, whatever else you need for your house, this is your gift I've been saving for you.
What is that?
A couple $1,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was your aunt or something.
No, she has it at my aunt's house.
Oh.
It's like
got
the
it.
Piggy bank's at my aunt's house.
Okay.
That's just how we keep track of, I don't know, it works in my mom's head. It works for her.
Loco.
Right. So that's what I'm going to use to paint my house and buy my washer and dryer and my couch.
It doesn't come with a washer and dryer?
No, they're taking the washer and dryer.
What?
I have everything else, though.
Was it theirs? Like,
yes.
Did they get it
new? So you get
new?
A choice. When you sell your house, you have the choice of leaving or taking any of the appliances.
Wow, I didn't know
it just,
that.
It's written in there, yeah.
Like oven, fridge, anything mm-hmm. you want?
Yeah, like, and you can just say, hey, this house comes without a refrigerator.
Mm.
That's a very normal thing.
I didn't know that.
Yep. So my parents, for example, they bought this really, really nice refrigerator. And they're like, unless we get a lot of money extra for it, we might just buy a cheesy one and leave it in there.
Like one of those like white old school
well,
ones.
It'd still have to match the other ones, but like a very like less expensive one.
Yeah.
Because they love the refrigerator. It's so expensive.
Well, damn, that sucks.
So, yeah. But I mean, the cool thing is the guy who did my inspection, he's like, oh, you're looking for a washer and dryer? I literally live 2 blocks away from this house and I have a washer and dryer for sale.
Oh, nice. Is he going to give it to you for cheap?
Yeah.
Because usually washer and dryers are not that.
Yeah, they're like minimum $500 to $600 a piece. And he's going to sell me both washer and dryer for $500.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty awesome deal. So I'm like, yeah. Yeah. I will buy these from you.
Please.
I will have money for you. But I told him I don't want to buy it until I have the keys in my hand.
So. Yeah. So you don't want to be like just with a washer and dryer.
Like, hey,
I don't have a place to put this, but I have one just in case.
So yeah, that is very, very exciting.
Yay, Vicky.
So it's been between being sick and everything, it's been like,
Yeah. Well, it's already May. So here we go.
It's gonna be May.
It's gonna be May.
All right. So I do have this other few random things that I found that I did want to chat about.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that men with beards carry more germs than dogs?
That's disgusting.
Right. So
I love beards.
Swiss researchers tested the facial hair of men and dog fur from various breeds. Yeah, various breeds of men too. Study author Professor Andreas Gutzit told the BBC that the researchers found a significant higher bacterial load in the men's beards compared to the dog's fur. Some of the men tested positive for microbes that actually pose a threat to human health. Uh-oh. Experts say men should shampoo their beards regularly. I feel like a lot of dudes just let the water get to it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, depending on how thick your beard is.
I feel like you should still wash it, though. It's still like hair. If you're not going to shave it, you need to wash it.
I know. Like, if you do a face wash, wash your beard with the face wash, or, you know, if you have shampoo in your on your head, get a little shampoo.
Yeah, just condition it. Put it there. My boyfriend has a beard. Mm, I love it. But he has this, I got him this face wash that smells so good. Like, or it's like, it's for your face, I guess. Yeah. But he puts it in his beard so I can still smell it sometimes when I kiss him. And I love it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than like a weird smelling beard when you're making out
with a dude. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh, but like you got to go shower. Or like sometimes it's too like crunchy feeling, you know? And I'm like, you got to condition that, dude. Like, or oiled. I know there's beard oil.
Yeah, like, it's because some guys have really coarse beards. Mm-hmm. That's what sucks. Like, I've dated some guys that look hot with a beard. But then when they get, like, some, when they're trying to grow it out, and even when they have it, it's just super prickly. So it's like, he's like, why don't you want to make out with me? I'm like, because it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts, and then it starts itching.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, no.
But while we're on the subject of talking about significant others, apparently there is this man and wife that recently on Twitter... The husband says, So we were chatting in work, and apparently it's weird that Amy, his wife and I, don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night. Some nights I like to sleep by the window, some nights by the door. It's not really that unusual, is it? And so they said, feel like I really need to point out the following. One, first one in chooses. Two, we've never disagreed over it. Three, we move pillows and books as we move. Four, we don't change every single night. And five, neither of us are aliens. Because some people are like, that's weird that you could just sleep on a random side of the bed. That's the one thing I hate when you're dating somebody new and you're like, which side's mine?
Well, it's funny.
When you have the same side.
Because I feel like my boyfriend and I, we have our sides, but like sometimes we'll switch. But we'll talk about it first. It'll be like, dude, I've been sleeping so bad, or me too. Like, okay, let's just try to switch it. Let's see if just our body needs, or if like, because I have a favorite side and sometimes I don't want to lean on that side because I don't want to be facing, you know, like those kind of things. Or like one's closer to the window. So if we want to have the window open, if one person's really hot, that person will be closer to the window. But we always usually, we have a side that we normally go to, but we do sometimes switch it up.
What is your normal go-to side?
Next to the window.
Next to the window.
On the right side.
So the right side. If you didn't have your bed there, if you were at a hotel, would you still go for the right side?
No, I always go to the side with the clock because there's usually bedside tables and I like the one with the clock because there's usually still like a normal clock there and that's how I check the time usually because I have a normal clock in my room, which is, I always go to the one closest to the clock.
Interesting.
I know. Or honestly, closest to the bathroom side because I feel like the few feet away from the bathroom that you won't hear me, even though the bed's just right there. You know what I'm saying?
Fair.
Yeah. But yesterday we were just watching TV in bed and I was on his side and he was like, excuse me, scoot over. And I was like, no, this is so comfy. And he's like, okay. He just crawled over me.
I love the right side. The right, for some reason, I'm always the most comfortable on the right side, even when I had my king size bed and I was sleeping in that. And I don't take up that much space when I'm sleeping.
Yeah.
All my other crap does. Like my laptop would always sit on the left side.
All of her stuffed animals, all her pillows.
Right. Oh, I have so many pillows. I don't care. Call me a psychopath. I love my pillows. Because I create like a cocoon around me when I'm sleeping. So that way when I flip over, because I don't take up a lot of space, but I do turn around a lot.
Yeah.
Like on one side, I'll be able to hug a pillow. And then when I turn to the other side, there's a pillow for me to hug.
Right. All of pretty much all of my pillows and little stuffed animals take over like half the bed. Like we have to throw them So, because there's not room for me, my man, and all my pillows and stuffed animals.
But apparently the internet went crazy when he posted this. Someone's like, what the actual F? Someone else, S we don't do, that S right there.
I mean, a lot of people don't. I think people think it's weird that we kind of switch it up. Like, mm-hmm. usually people have their sides. I know mm-hmm. my parents do. Even when my mom is in California, my dad still sleeps on his side.
I know I was dating a dude and we both had the same side, and it was basically whoever got there first.
Yeah, I would take it.
Yeah, or there's times where I've had people spend the night and sleep over in my bed, like girlfriends or whatever, or platonic dudes, and it's like...
Or not platonic dudes.
Yeah, and they sleep on my side, and so there's times where they've gone to the bathroom and I roll over and get to my side.
Do they ever try to like push you over?
No.
Oh,
but
really?
I act like Sheldon. I'm just like, my side!
This is mine!
Because it just feels so weird when I'm not on my side.
Yeah, your body just...
Like, I don't like it.
It's the same for you in hotel rooms?
Yeah.
Always
sleep on
the
right side.
Huh.
I don't know. So I need to find a guy who likes the left side.
Yeah, that should be, like, on your Tinder profile.
Right.
Likes left side of the bed.
Right.
So you think this guy on Twitter is crazy, then?
I mean, it's awesome that they can do it, but it's just weird to me.
You're like, I hate it.
I would hate it. Someone's like, this is like one of those questions they ask in Blade Runner to see if you're a replicant or not. Steve, I'm not sure if you or your missus are actually human.
Yeah, to see if you're crazy. It could be like in a job interview and you'd get it wrong.
And someone writes, and here I thought at 36 thinking I couldn't be surprised anymore by what other people get up to in bed. Nope, don't like that.
That's funny.
I feel like this tweet is designed solely to outrage because I can't believe it's real. It's just seeing everybody's different reactions is pretty funny.
Are some people agreeing with him? Like,
no, so mostly everyone's
not
like,
really.
One guy's like, Steve, mate. It's like,
stop it, please.
It's like, what? And someone's like, you don't have a side of the couch or set a seat at the table, just adding, you know, an extra resting place. Or yeah. So he's saying, well, you don't have your designated seat at the table or on the couch. I'm like, no, we do. Like, I do. My family and I do when we are eating at our table.
We used to, too, when we used to have a lot of family dinners.
Mm-hmm.
We had our spot. Same in the car. Like, if it was like we were all in one car, my dad would drive, my mom would be in the passenger, my brother and I would always sit in the same back seat.
Yeah, I think I always ended up sitting in the right side, too. My mom would always sit in the front, but now that we have the foster baby, she sits in the back with him, so I get the front seat.
Holler!
And it basically, because we all use the SUV, because it's easier to put him in the
transport,
because he's got the car seat base, so it just clicks in instead of having to put the seatbelt on.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's super easy. So if whoever ends up using the car last and we have to go somewhere as a family, that person drives.
Oh, that sucks.
So yesterday we went and got some teriyaki and my mom's the last person to drive. And I was going to drive, I was going to move it, but I'm like, crap, I didn't bring my wallet for driver's license.
Yeah, for
your ID. She's like, yeah, I'll drive.
Yeah, the best thing about that with my couch downstairs, I always sit in the same spot. And my friends know when they come over, they're like, oh, that's Sarah's spot. Like, because I'm always in the same.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's right. Get out of my spot.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to remember when... Like, I had it. So we don't have a couch upstairs right now because of the remodel, my parents didn't want to buy another sofa set until they were finished with the remodel. But now they're thinking of selling their house.
What do you have up there?
Nothing.
In the living room?
We have a refrigerator in the living room.
Oh, seems legit.
There's a second refrigerator in the living room. And then we have just like a seat, like a one-person seat with like an ottoman, which is usually where we feed the baby.
Yeah.
And right now we have his little pack and play. That we're getting into.
Where do you guys all chill?
Either in our rooms individually or downstairs. But the downstairs living room is my mom's area.
Is there like a couch down there and stuff?
Oh,
okay.
But that's like her zone. So it's kind of hard to sit with her.
Where do you guys like watch TV and like?
Each individually in our rooms.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
I mean, because we don't have space right now.
Oh.
So we're hoping, I think if they sell the place, then they can, when they get their new place, they can figure out what furniture would work best. So it doesn't make sense to buy the furniture now. But we also need somebody to help us take the refrigerator down. So
this is a mess. Good thing you're getting out of there. Jeez.
Right. Well, I feel like once I'm out of there,
they'll have more space.
More space to do more stuff, which is going to be great. Which I'll be able to help them too. But we need. So I'm hoping that when I move out, we can use my friends that are going to help me move out to help us take the refrigerator downstairs. Which I might take the refrigerator with me to my new place. It doesn't match, but it's bigger.
Oh, why don't you just have two fridges?
I mean, that's
don't you have like an upstairs and downstairs or something?
Yeah, but I wouldn't put the refrigerator upstairs. It wouldn't fit. I mean, I could put one in the garage.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to be by yourself, though. You're not going to have that much food.
No. It's my brother and I. I think my brother's going to move in
with
me.
What?
Yeah. My mom, he hasn't officially told me yet. My parents told me that's what he's thinking. Because I offered it to him. Like, dude, for both of us, where I'm located, it's the same amount of
driving time.
Because he works in Bellingham. and I work in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So it'll be about a 45, 50 minute drive for each of us, which I'm already used to.
Damn.
It's fine. So he's like, well, I actually don't mind. So he might be doing it, but he has to come and tell me first, but I'm counting on him. If not, I'll be looking at Craigslist or something, Facebook. Hey, I need a roommate.
Don't get a creepy one. Hopefully. There are some creepers out there.
But I think that's a good place to kind of wrap it up. Do you guys have a side of the bed, a side of the couch? Like, I always sat on the left side of the couch when I was by myself and my roommates when I lived in Seattle.
Yeah.
And then when people were home, I'd sit on the right side.
Or, you know, like when guys have like kids or something, there's mm-hmm. always like that dad's chair. Yeah. Like my mom and dad, there's two chairs in the living room, and one's my mom's and one's my dad's. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very obvious. And yes. You don't sit in those.
No. So we want to know if you guys have your own spot on their bed, the own spot on the couch, or you have your mom and dad share, all that good stuff, as well as what were we talking about earlier? I'm sick. I'm sorry. Oh, we were talking about, yeah, if you guys have any other comments about anything else we've talked about, feel free to text us, email us, call us.
Yeah.
Leave us a voicemail.
Do all the things.
Yes.
Bye.
But see ya.